And so what I wanted to do is ask you if you could just talk some about the way your Parkinson's has evolved, when it was discovered, what the symptoms were, and what the situation has been for you.
Well, about a year ago, I wasn't feeling well one week, but it was sort of hard to pinpoint, just sort of an odd feeling. And then one morning I woke up and my whole body exploded into palpitations, and it was the skin that was palpitating. It really wasn't a tremor. It was just the skin that was moving up and down, which is obviously pretty frightening. That went away, and then it seemed, and I did go to the doctor immediately, and they didn't know what it was. And the following week, I started going to different doctors to check out, my gosh, what was this all about? And within a few weeks, I really did not have tremors. I didn't exhibit any Parkinson symptoms. But one of the neurologists did put a label on it. And, of course, that was devastating to me, and I didn't believe her. And she said she really didn't know, but it's a possibility. So I found another neurologist. And the second neurologist said the same thing. She said she was more vague and said it could be, but it was certainly too soon to tell, and it was hard to know. And that certainly neurologists don't know everything, and it would only be time would tell because it was too soon. And time did tell, and as it progressed, the tremors got worse. So that really is my main, and my posture. The one thing I'd noticed about myself, even before this episode, is that my posture became terrible. And I was feeling fine, walked fine, no problems, but my posture got really poor. And went to a trainer to help me straighten out my posture and improve my posture. I was always into physical fitness and exercising and going to the gym. But those are the only things, the way I walk, the way I swing my arms, everything is fine with me even this day, a year later. But the tremors are the main symptom that I experience. And then it did get worse. How it all started.
So you've responded by getting a lot of good medical advice and attention. What other kinds of things have you done in response to this medical challenge?
Well, when I first found, well, on top of it, one other thing I failed to mention is I did have an MRI because no one could really, in the beginning, it was just too hard for them to identify. And we all know that there's no test for it. So I had an MRI done on my brain to see if there's something there. I had an MRI done on my spine. So I'll tell you how I found out about physical therapists, because I think that was interesting for me. And the whole thing has been a learning process day by day. But there are physical therapists that just deal in this area. And so fortunate for me, I found one that is fabulous, and it's right near my office, so I can zip out at the end of the day, in the middle of the day, whenever my appointment is. Anyway, and she did a thorough, an hour exam. In some ways more in-depth than some of the doctors, the neurologists did, and came up with a plan of action of the exercising and parts of my body that are weak, that need more strength building. And so they take my blood pressure every time I go. They evaluate me. And, you know, in a way, I feel a difference. I've only been doing that for a few weeks. But I can tell the difference in some of the exercises that she's giving me. In the beginning, they were really hard to do. And I thought, oh, I've been exercising all my life. I'm strong. Well, some of them were hard to do. And now I'm finding them a little bit easier to do.
So these are exercises you're doing by yourself. She's not actually facilitating them in any way.
Well, I go and she shows me how to do them. It's an hour appointment. And then I do it. It's like anything else. You can't go to physical. I mean, I only go twice a week. But the reality is, it's up to the individual to take control of their own life. That's how I feel about it. So she gives me the exercises, and I do them at home. But she makes sure that I'm doing them correctly. So she gives me the program. I mean, there are people that just go to physical therapy. That's the only time they exercise.
Right.
It's not going to work twice a week. It's not going to work three times. You know, you've got to do it on a daily routine.
Right.
So, and some of them are balance exercises. Now, I don't really have a problem with balance. I don't have a problem with balance. But she gives me balance exercises, eye exercises to do to so that I'm keeping what I have and that there aren't any problems. So she gives me a number of different exercises to do. And, you know, the problem is your body gets tight with this disease, and so you want to keep yourself flexible and loose. And I was really having back problems occasionally, and I find that that has lessened, interesting enough. I get out of bed on my back. Now that doesn't happen. But I do my exercises every single morning. It's a rare morning that I don't do them. And it's 15, 20 minutes. So you do have to commit to putting that into your routine. I find, you know, you just have to keep doing it. So that has helped. The way I found out about this is I know that there are Parkinson's support groups. And I had a hard time just going in into a support group and seeing what, I mean, no one knows what anyone's future will be with any disease. But I just didn't want to see what possibilities could be out there. So I had a hard time going to any kind of support group. And then a niece of mine who was an optometrist found one of her patients had Parkinson's and was telling her about an early onset group, that there are groups that have developed that are just for people that are newly diagnosed in the last year or two. And so I found a local group and went to a meeting. And at the meeting, there was a physical therapist. Their guest speaker was a physical therapist who specializes in Parkinson's. And that's how I knew that that even existed, because no one told me about it. And that, I think, for anyone, if there's one in your area to Google or whatever information, I think that is really important to find out where your tight spots, your problem areas are, and how to work on that.
Wonderful idea.
You know, that has been extraordinarily helpful. And then what else do I do? Since this happened a year ago, I started meditating, and I'm not good at doing it by myself, and so I would listen to meditation CDs. And then when I thought I needed surgery, I bought this relaxation tape preparing for surgery. But it was such a wonderful CD, and it was only 20 minutes, which was great, that I used to listen to it every single night, and it really relaxed me. But a friend of mine told me about this Holosync, and it's supposed to help you get into a deeper meditation state. And it's expensive. But I decided that I needed to try whatever means I could to help myself. So I bought this tape, or the CD, and I've been listening to it about 3 weeks. And I will not go to bed. I don't care if I'm home at 11:30 at night. You know, if I come in, I listen to it. I do fall asleep during it many times, but they say that that's okay. They say it helps you in a lot of ways. Certainly they don't talk about any illness that they're going to help you with, but it just really helps you get into deep meditative state. And I will say that when I am meditating, I do not shake. When I lie down, I don't shake. When I sleep, I don't shake, which I guess is pretty symptomatic that you're not supposed to shake. And I don't have a problem sleeping. They say the Parkinson's patients have a problem sleeping. I never had a problem sleeping. I don't know if it's the meditation tapes that I was listening to or the relaxation tapes, but I just don't have a problem.
So you mentioned that the CD or CDs were a bit expensive.
Right.
Do you recall how much they were?
Well, this meditation one is like $179. And what I come to understand is you listen to a certain, they have you listen at different levels. So I think now I realize they're going to try and sell you more levels. But I just started with this. And even if I keep the same one over and over, it seems to be helping.
And the place that you went to get the tape was what? Where?
A friend of mine gave me the sample, and I don't have. It's called Holosync.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the specific information, but I can get that for you.
Great.
I can get that for you, but they don't claim, and I don't claim that it's going to do anything. Although I did have a great business idea, they said it helps you in all kinds of levels.
So it helped in that way.
So whatever works.
Really.
Oh, my God, this is terrific. I came up with a great business idea.
Oh.
And it does make me feel good. You know, I will say I don't watch TV anymore. I don't even really read anything other than anything about my getting healthier. But because the exercising and the meditation is like primary. Then the other thing that I've been doing is I know people that have gone to this health institute in Florida that usually anyone can go there. I mean, healthy people can go there, but the people that tend to go there are sick with some major diseases. And I know someone that went with another disease, not Parkinson's, and really they helped her immensely. And it's a raw food diet, and I'm pretty much a vegetarian, although I started eating macrobiotic when I heard about this disease. That was the other thing someone put me into. And I'm scheduled to go there. One of the things that they profess and they talk about drinking wheatgrass juice, and a friend of mine gave me her wheatgrass juicer, so now twice a day I take that. And I have to say, for the most part, I feel good. My tremors are still there, but I'm working on it. Sometimes I feel a little better, and other days not so. But as I've been told, and whatever caused this, however this happened to me, took a long time. Did not just, it blossomed one day, but obviously with something in my system. So it may take a while to control it. So I do believe to continue on all the things that I'm doing, and that one day this won't be here.
What do you suppose might have been the contributing factors that created the symptoms for you?
I have no idea. I mean, people are shocked. Not many people know about this, except for my immediate family and friends, or some friends, lots of people in business don't know about this. Because I'm healthy. I mean, I've always exercised. I've always eaten a good diet. I've always gotten plenty of sleep. I have no idea. I mean, there's no idea. And someone looked at on the blood work that was taken and said, oh, my gosh, you're healthy. And I am. You know, when the doctor at one point many years ago said, oh, you have a little bit of a cholesterol problem, I didn't take medication. I decided, well, I can do this with food. And I dropped it with food. You know, I put more salmon and put more vegetables or flaxseed. You know, there are certain things that they say, cereal, you know, oatmeal. and it dropped.
Well,
I have no idea.
Are you currently on prescription medications of any kind?
I'm on one prescription, and the doctor wants to put me on another one, and I haven't started it yet. He just gave it to me last week, and I'm thinking about it. So I'm on Azilect, which is supposedly stopping supposedly, even though it's not helping the symptoms, it slows the progression, supposedly. I don't know. Obviously, I won't know for 30 years.
So you're out there exploring and experimenting and have quite fascinating experiences. What, for a person that might first be discovering that they're having the symptoms of Parkinson's, what would you want to say to them? What advice would you give to them?
Well, I think you'd have to do a checklist of your life and look at what's in your life that's important to do in terms of taking care of your body. I mean, I was always exercising, so that wasn't a stretch for me. I know that's hard for people. Say, well, how am I going to fit this in my life? How am I going to exercise? How am I going to eat healthy? You just need to do it. You just need to get out there and look at all the things that may make you feel better. And I guess to start with, and I wish I'd known this prior, is I would find a physical therapist to put you on a program. And it could be that you're walking 15 minutes a day or a half hour a day. I don't know. I'd also find a neurologist who you can talk to and find the right medication. Because I know medication, I talk to people who have chosen not to go on medication. I've talked to people who are on medication. It's very hard. I'm on medication. You know, I wish I weren't. You have to do what's in right for you. But I think the walking, the meditation, the food, to me, is primary. Those are the three things somehow you need to incorporate in your life.
And so when you say you do eat well, could you provide any specifics on that? I mean, steak, mashed potatoes,
no.
French fries, milkshakes. What is it that you like to eat? What do you try to avoid?
Well, the healthier your diet on vegetables and fruit, I think the better.
Mm-hmm.
This place that I'm going to and that I'm trying to eat now is this raw food where you're eating, you know, more raw vegetables. That probably isn't for everyone, but I would say 90% of your diet should really, 80% should be vegetables and fruit.
Fresh vegetables, it sounds
fresh
like.
Fresh vegetables, right, excuse me. Fresh vegetables and fruit. I mean, I do eat grains and beans because I was starting on the macro diet. But you really have to look at what you eat. Is it worth the French fries? You have to keep your body in shape. You have to keep your inner body in shape. So I think eating healthy, you know, dairy products are really not good for you. But I don't want to propose to people how to, what's good for them. I think they need to talk to someone, either talk to a nutritionist whose expertise is in dealing with Parkinson's. However, I tried to do that. I couldn't find one. So I wish people good luck. That they don't medical community doesn't seem to think that there's a correlation. So, you know, they just say eat healthy. Oh, the other thing that I'm on is the vitamins. Forgot about that one. I was told in the beginning that there were some studies saying that CoQ10 can slow the progression. So I started by taking 900. One of the neurologists said you can take 900. And then I went up to 1,200. It's very expensive. And there are ways of getting it a little less expensive at different stores. So you really have to do some research to find where you can get the best price on CoQ10. But the reality is some doctors say take it. They don't know. Other doctors say don't waste your money. So the medical community is still out on that one. I take a number of different vitamins. One, someone told me, is grapeseed extract.
Mm-hmm.
So I just started taking that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'll read an article somewhere and some doctor says, oh, try this. And I'm up, fine, I'll buy that. I am so up. Someone says, oh, drink almond milk and make your own almond milk. I'll try that. I mean, you have to be open and then make decisions on what you can afford, what makes sense for you. Eating organic is really important. I know it's very expensive, but in the summertime.
And what's right for your body, as you mentioned.
And what's right for your body, and what you can afford. So now I'm on grapeseed extract and vitamin B vitamins. But everyone is different, so it's hard. I would never profess to tell someone what they should be taking, but you really should be doing your research.
So for vitamin B, you've got vitamin B6, B12, folic acid.
It's called B50, B50. There was a doctor out of Florida, a friend of mine told me. He has a newsletter, and he said this may, and they all say it may help with the symptoms. So it was B50 and grapeseed extract, I think 100 milligrams. So now I'm taking that.
So this is something you actually get from this doctor in Florida?
No, I don't get it from it. I just buy it in the drugstore. There's a supplement. He writes a newsletter.
Oh, I see.
Happened to be this doctor wrote a newsletter, and a friend of mine told me.
You mentioned wheatgrass. People may want to know, can you get that at the grocery store or the co-op? Or how do you get wheat?
It's interesting. I buy it from, I mean, I'm lucky in a lot of categories in life, but there's a gentleman who grows it, and I knew about that himself, and I buy it from him. So I buy, it looks like tall green grass, and it's got a very sweet flavor to it. But I noticed it in one of the food stores. I don't want to mention it, but I noted that you can buy it in a food store.
In glass containers or?
No, in a plastic container.
Plastic containers.
In a produce, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess like anything else, you just have to start Googling.
Right.
You know, and I'm not sure. I don't want to say that this is an answer. You know, it's just that I know I do feel better than I have. And so things take time, and so I don't have a lot of patience. It's not one of my strong points. You can see that I do a lot of things, but patience is not. I think, well, let me do this, 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 and I'll be better next week. You know, this will all go away. Well, it will take time.
Yeah.
So I have to just have patience. And that's it.
So is there anything else that you wanted to be sure and mention or talk about that we haven't hit on so far?
I mean, some things may not have worked for me, may have worked for someone else. I don't know. I think you have to do your own research. I think the doctors are looking at it from their medical standpoint as a scientist. The doctors, you know, when I said to my doctor, I showed him all the supplements and what I was doing, he said, boy, that must be awful expensive, because they don't believe in it. You know, he said, it's fine to do it, but they don't believe in it. So you have to do your own, you have to be your own advocate. You have to be your own do your own research, talk to people, and find out what works for you.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing the medical community does agree on is the exercising. They don't say what to exercise, you know, what to do. They just say, and that's why I think if you go to a physical therapist and you find out what particular part of your anatomy there's a problem with, they can help you improve that.
Right.
And work on that. So I think the strongest thing I'd recommend is to find a physical therapist that specializes in this area. Because I did go to another physical therapist in the fall, but that was not their specialty.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so you really, I didn't even know this existed. So that would be the number one, because I think the exercising is very important.
Right. Well, your theme is entirely compatible and consistent with what we've been thinking,
mm-hmm.
and that is that each person is unique. And there are so many alternatives out there. There's a set of alternatives that are the perfect set for a particular person,
mm-hmm.
but it may not be right for somebody else. And so
right.
what we've initiated as a mission is to be able to collect all this information of alternatives and mm-hmm. then help people be able to sort through what's available and make decisions for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's really very empowering to be able to do it that way.
100%. I mean, I get every book that comes out. Someone says, get this book. Some man from Australia wrote a book. So I'm ordering whatever. Oh, all right, I'll try that. And I read through it, and I have to read through it more closely. But you have to make decisions. Some of the things in the book, I was nervous about taking. I mean, I'm sure there's nothing wrong with it, but I wouldn't do that.
Right.
You know, so you have to look and make your own decisions about what works for you. I just think the exercising, I know, is very important.
Right.
That is without a doubt, and that the medical community does agree on.
Yeah, that is what we argue too, and that as you point out so eloquently, what's key is for a person to find the type of exercise that they'll actually do and they enjoy.
Right, that they enjoy.
Uh-huh, whatever that might be.
Right, because I want to do what's right. If learning, I don't know how to swim, but if learning how to swim is going to help me, I'm going to learn how to swim.
Oh, that's good.
They said, whatever you do, if you walk every day, walk, that's fine. Whatever you do. But the physical therapist will find out what particular parts of your body are weaker. I was exercising, but there are parts of my body that are weaker that need to be developed.
Right.
And that's what they'll help you find. And then you just have to say, get up in the morning and you do it. I don't think about it. I just get up and I have my little routine, and I'm fortunate that I can go into work later.